Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 4th of February, and I'm recording at 9:31 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time, here in a very mild and mostly sunny London today. All right, what were the most interesting developments perhaps today? And I think it's a follow-on from the dollar index. The greenback has been hit once again. The dollar index has fallen back to 96.51. And most currencies, you will not be surprised to hear, actually appreciated against the dollar somewhat, including the Indian rupee and the Chinese renminbi, although the Chinese renminbi is still in a very narrow range here overall. But look at the euro, up to 1.1208 today, and sterling up to 1.4587, and a good move on the Australian dollar, 0.7195. And if I can find the yen slipped to what? No, it's appreciated. The yen's appreciated to 116.73 again against the U.S. dollar. Now, that I feel is going to have a very benign effect on markets. I've been very concerned that there was an effort underway to push the dollar higher. Most people were forecasting a higher dollar. A lot of long positions were established. It's been testing that 100 level on the upside and occasionally moving fractionally above it, at which point I remain convinced that the Treasury, on behalf of the Federal Reserve, has come in and surreptitiously intervened and to push it back down. That's been going on since March 2015. And we have seen a couple of big hits here in the last 2 days. And I hope we see a little bit more of that, taking the dollar index down to the low 90s from its current level of 96.51. Okay. What would that achieve here overall? Well, I maintain that a run by the dollar to the upside could easily jeopardize the U.S. economic recovery. It could even tip the economy into recession if it persisted for a while. And also, it would be a bigger problem for a lot of corporations and some emerging markets which had borrowed in dollars because, quote, the dollar never seemed to go up, unquote, and they would have done that over the last couple of years, and it's cost them money. I don't think they're going to see the ones that were doing this when the dollar was in the lower recesses of its base formation. I don't think they're going to see those levels again. And I think that they should be taking the somewhat smaller losses as the dollar weakens in here a little bit and close those positions out. Because on a medium to longer term basis, we think that the dollar will be stronger due to the USA's self-sufficiency in oil, due to its big technological advantage, which is the key to that self-sufficiency in oil, and due to the high number of global autonomies that it actually has. Okay, so what else is going on here? Precious metals certainly liked the background here. Now, today, palladium did least 515 and change is there. Silver, which had a good day yesterday, it's firm again today, 1488. And platinum had another good day here, 908, nearly 909. That's up almost $29 today. Gold bullion up $13 to 1155 and change. So those are strong moves. Also, industrial metals, stronger in here, copper. The U.S. copper up to nearly to 212 cents. That's up 240 here today. But they were all firmer. And metal shares, I mean, there are some big percentage gains in here overall. Also for a number of oil shares overall, even though oil was a little bit lower in here today. I had a big day yesterday, as you might recall. But the Brent here today, 34.49 as I speak, that's down 55 cents. And the WTI, it's almost the same, 31.70, it is the same, 31.73, down 55 cents today. I think we've had mostly in these metals short covering. That doesn't mean that they're all going to go, and oil contracts, it doesn't mean that they're all going to go plunging back down and retest their lows. I wouldn't bet on that by any means. But it's usually the shorts that are very substantial short positions. Well, we certainly know that about metals and crude oil. And they have been coming out of those positions. And no doubt we've also seen some buying. Forecasters are still saying that it's going to that oil's going to go lower. Well, we'll see. We will see. But I've been talking about these commodities being in a trough region for the last several months, and the upward dynamics that we've seen more recently, while not conclusive, are encouraging signs that actually the lows have been seen for a number of commodities, and in line with our projections that prices will rise during the course of this year and possibly possibly beyond. Now, in terms of agricultural commodities, they seem more mixed here today. They're definitely more mixed. White sugar down quite sharply. Coffee's a little bit firmer. The grains and beans are easier here overall. So's rough rice. So that dragged down the continuous commodity index, which was strong earlier in the day, but gave most of it up on the easing of the of the agricultural commodities. Okay, well, now what about those the bond market? This is a concern of mine still. There's a lot of fear reflected by this, fear and uncertainty. And the U.S. 10-year eased in here, and it's at 1.85. And that's, well, I've already said it. It shows low confidence. VIX, a little nervous, 21.85 here overall. Well, what did stock markets do against the against that background overall? In the Asia-Pacific region, it was mostly green, but not for Japan, where we saw a bit of weakness on average, down about 1%. And possibly influenced by that rally that we're seeing in the Japanese yen. China did better. The Shanghai Composite Index up 1.5%, and all the Chinese indices were up, and the two Hong Kong indices that I quote, HSI and the Enterprises Index, they're both up over 1% here. And so are the other, well, some of the other Asia-Pacific currencies are really quite strong. The big exception here, other than Japan, is Taiwan, but down only 0.4%. But South Korea up over 2%, so is Australia on this commodity rally. Malaysia up 1.44%, and Indonesia up over 1.5%. So good gains here overall. And how did Europe do against that background? Well, it was choppy, swinging back and forth. The German DAX index ended down less than 0.5%. Most of the other indices were higher. An exception was the Swiss market, which lost almost 1.5%. But Sweden, top gainer here, up over 2%. And again, most of these indices steady, including the UK index, reflecting those miners that are doing well, and oil companies in the indices. Let's see. That's so quite firm there overall. Now, as far as these stock markets are, no, I haven't done the Wall Street run through. The Dow seesawed during the day, was mostly to the higher side, but closed up nearly 80 points. That's almost half a percentage point. Modest gains of between 0.12 and 1.15 for the NASDAQ and S&P index. Transports had a reasonably good day in here today. But stock markets, as you know, very nervous. Some short-term overbought conditions on the stochastic indicators. And we also have too many overhanging top formations overall. And it would take persistency and further gains, your persistent further rallies, really to calm people down. Will that happen? Well, I wouldn't bet on it here overall. But the main feature, interesting development, is to say that firmer tone in the resources. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.